The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. The most effective drug used to treat malaria is becoming ineffective in parts of Southeast Asia. Scientists warn unless rapid action is taken, it could lead to a global health emergency. Researchers from Thailand's Mahidol University and Britain's Oxford University say parasites that carry malaria are developing resistance to a key drug combination across multiple regions of Cambodia, Laos, Thailand, and Vietnam. More from Henry Ridgewell.
The report warns that the parasite Plasmodium falciparum, which causes the most lethal form of human malaria, is becoming resistant to the first-choice drug, DHA piperaquine, in parts of Southeast Asia, with patients seeing a failure rate of 50% or more. The situation is so critical that scientists say the treatment should not be used in Cambodia, Vietnam, and northeast Thailand because it is ineffective and contributes to increased malaria transmission. New treatments must be considered, says Sturgios Mostios of the University of Northumbria.
It might be opportune at this point in time to explore whether or not we should bring together different new classes of medications so that when the problem starts becoming more substantial, there is a solution, potentially, that works at the multi-drug level.
The report says urgent action is now needed to eliminate falciparum malaria from the region. Otherwise, the resistant strains of the parasite could further spread to other parts of Asia and Africa, potentially causing a global health emergency.
All it takes is a ship with infected individuals or a pool of water where the mosquitoes are, getting into Africa, and then slowly that parasite establishing a foothold. The likely scenario, however, will be that improvement of healthcare on a day-to-day basis in Africa will create the opportunity for the parasite to evolve resistance.
Currently, malaria vaccine trials are underway in several African countries, but drug combinations like DHA piperaquine remain vital in treating malaria, especially in countries with poor health systems. Since 2014, global progress against malaria has stalled. There were an estimated 219 million cases and 435,000 related deaths in 2017, most of them children. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Thank you for being with us for Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.